This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
I want to talk about something that's got me interested, let's just say.
Okay. Well, am I going to learn something here, Luke?
Maybe. Okay. So I do love teaching you. So
I like to be
relationships
taught.
Are complicated already.
Thanks, Dr. Phil.
They just are. Yeah. I know, right? I am losing my hair. but they're complicated. And I have some friends of mine who have entered into a new kind of relationship. Now, for some people, this is quite normal. But for others, they might find it quite uncommon and quite strange.
Yeah.
They've entered into a throuple, which means
a throuple.
Three people in a relationship together, all three of them.
Dating each other, not just someone two-timing someone.
No. Yeah, not just an affair. They literally...
Or like dating someone, yeah, two people behind the other person's back, which is just, you know, basically not exclusive.
Yeah.
That's so just not that.
Being a jerk. No, it's three people all dating each other and they're all in it together.
How does that work?
Have you heard of this before?
No.
Because it's actually...
I've heard of polyamory, so I guess it's the same sort of thing.
It's kind of like polyamory, except polyamory is sort of completely open to everybody, right?
Yeah.
So polyamory implies that you can love as many people as you want.
This is
and vice
three
versa.
People.
So this is three people entering into a relationship exclusively.
So are these three men?
Yes.
Okay, so they're all dating each other?
Yes.
So if it was like... You and Mark and Rob, for example.
Right.
So you'd be dating Rob and Rob would be dating Mark and Mark would be dating you and Mark would be dating Rob.
Yeah, it's all, everyone's dating everybody. You're all in it together.
I think that that's absolute, like, that's just a ticket for disaster.
Well, potentially. I mean, in the LGBTI community, there are several cases of throuples happening.
What happens, though, if Mark gets jealous of yours and Rob's relationship and you guys get closer than Mark and Rob are?
Well, that's the risk, isn't it?
It's a massive risk.
Much like, I guess, open relationships, you know, you have to have that understanding where
yeah.
you allow them to fall for and have feelings for somebody else
yeah.
and vice versa. I mean, you have to be okay with it.
And what happens if you develop stronger feelings for Rob than you do for Mark? Then
right.
are you going to kind of like cut Mark out
yeah.
and just go with Rob.
Yeah.
In which case Mark gets hurt.
Exactly. Especially when you
oh.
have two people in a relationship first and then they bring somebody else into the picture.
Yes, he's always going to feel like the third wheel or the shiny new toy.
Correct. And that's part of it as well. So I guess it's a way of expanding your horizons in that sense as well.
Wow.
Because, I mean, on paper, without the jealousy and the emotional stuff that goes along with it,
I'm sure
on paper
it
sounds great, right?
Yeah.
To have two partners.
And one of them might make you laugh and the other one might spoil you and be really romantic. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
Yeah, and you get to sleep with both as well. So
yeah,
it's like
variety.
Right? So
yeah.
there's good things about it. But there's some tricky things about it as well.
Are you in a throuple? I would like to know.
Yeah, are you
like,
in
does
one?
It work?
Do you know one? Have you seen one that's successful? Maybe you have friends that are in one.
Because it's the same thing as like the friends with benefit thing. Does not work. Ever.
Yeah.
Always disaster.
Exactly.
Absolutely telling you. Because someone develops feelings and then it gets messy.
Oh,
and
feelings. They always get in the way.
They do. And you're talking thruples.
Thruple land.
Which is not, it's like a permanent threesome. But wait, they're not all dating at the same time. You're going on individual dates, but there's three of you.
No, they're all dating at the same time.
Yeah, but they're not like the three of them going on one. Like, you're not going to the movie, the three of you together.
Well, yeah, it's like everything's together. It's like you're in a relationship like you are at the moment, but you're literally all three of you together. So you go out together, you go shopping together, you live together, all that stuff.
Okay, whereas I thought it was like, okay, so let's say it was you, Rob, Mark.
Oh,
it was
right.
like that you and Rob go on private dates, and then you go on dates with Mark, and then Mark goes on private dates with Rob.
No, I mean, that can happen. Like, you can do that as well, of course,
because
there are
going to
be
just...
nights when you aren't all available, possibly, but essentially you're all in it together.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a permanent threesome.
A permanent threesome. Everything you do.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah, I think that's less jealousy than going on individual dates out of the three. Because you know how they say three is a crowd?
Yeah.
That expression exists for a reason.
Yeah, yes.
Someone is always going to get left out.
But that can still happen in a three person. I mean, even when you have like three friends, sometimes you have two friends who are quite close.
Who are going to be closer. You can't have three friends who are as close as each other.
Exactly. So the same thing would apply in a relationship too.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I mean, asking for trouble.
It is. And I know some friends in Sydney, actually, and they were in a relationship and they actually got married overseas. And then they adopted a pup. So they've got a younger sort of cubby guy who they've got in the relationship. So you've got the two older guys.
That's so cute.
And they've adopted the pup and they refer to him as the pup. And they're in this three-way relationship, this throuple.
But that's like two more dominant people and then a pup.
In that sense, yeah. Like,
so I think that would work really well.
Bedroom-wise. But I mean, when they go out, there's three of them and they're together and they're equal. You know what I mean? There's no divide.
Is he a pup all the time?
No.
Okay.
It's more just, I think that's just a nickname for him.
Okay.
And like, you know, in the bedroom and stuff. But like when they're out at the pub or something, they're all just together. They're all equal. And they're in a three-way relationship.
Whatever makes everyone happy.
Yeah.
Like there's a fantastic village in Africa where the women have all the power. They can have whatever sexual dalliances they want.
Okay.
And they don't have to sleep with their partners in the same bed and stuff. They do what they want and then kick the person out and be like, see, yeah, I'm done with you now.
Nice.
And, yeah.
That's really cool.
The Naya of Malabar, I think they are. And I want to live there.
Girl power.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess whatever makes you happy.
I taught you something,
by the way. I know, I'm learning from you today as well.
This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof grr.
Woof grr.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation. Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.